Just had a thought I wanted to share, and I don't share all my thoughts, so I thought this would be something that you guys would appreciate hearing. So I was just thinking, how do you help people understand that the global system of white supremacy exists? And I listened to Mr. Fuller Jr. and Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, and I haven't listened to too much of Dr. Welsing's lectures or interviews, but I've listened to quite a bit of Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and he says in some of his episodes that it is impossible for a black person to prove that there is racism. There has to be a white person to back them up. And when he says this, I'm thinking to myself, there is a way that black people can be heard. There is a way that we can help people understand that the global system of white supremacy exists. So what I was thinking was this analogy. There are things that happen all over the world that are the same as what happens here in this nation, right? So we're all different people. We're all living in this world together. We all have different personalities. We all see things differently. We all have different experiences. We can go through the same tunnel. We can go through the same dark tunnel, but each and every one of us is going to have a different story to tell about going through that tunnel, right? Another analogy is you read the Bible. Take one passage from the Bible and have 10 different people read that passage and ask them what that passage means to them. And it will be different. Maybe similar. So a couple of people may have something similar, but they'll have different viewpoints, right? So in reading the same passage or walking through the same tunnel, if you look at the global system of white supremacy, it's the same thing. Everybody is experiencing that all over the world, right? And all of these situations are popping up all over the world where it is similar to what is happening here in the United States. And I believe that is the way that black people can show that the global system of white supremacy, racism, exists, and it's controlling everything that we do. All 9 areas of activity, go to producejustice.com and listen and read. It is ruining us. You can't say the same thing is happening in this nation that's happening all over the world. Farmers are having issues over in Scotland. Scotland? Why are they having problems? The same problems that we're having, they're having over there. That's because the entire planet is being run by the same system. Black people, keep talking. Don't stop talking. And I was reading a post, or no, I was listening to a live. And was it alive? Alive on YouTube, I believe it was. It was Black Alpha Network. And he said that black people don't need anybody to help them. If there are 20 people against us and there's just 2 black people, those 2 black people can get it done. We don't need to grab anybody from the 20 people and pull them from where they're at and have them come be on our side. And I thought about that and I said, you know what? That's fucking brilliant. That's fucking brilliant, because black people need to know that we can do this on our own. Not to exclude anybody that wants to help us, but we've got to start screening people. We've got to start really looking at people when they come to us and say, oh, I want to be a part of your what's going on and what you're doing. And from there, we got to start vetting people. We got to start asking questions and making sure that they're for us. Because if they're not, then we have to let them go. We can't keep going to the other side thinking we're going to convince people to believe in us or do for us. But we have to stand up on our own two feet. And if people want to come and help us, we got to vet them. We got to make sure that they are real, that they're not just the enemy trying to deceive us. Because the enemy is very deceptive. I was reminded of that yesterday. I was watching two people that I normally see quite often. Not quite often, but the one I see quite often. And I saw them get out of a car. And I had compassion for them. And I almost started crying when I saw them. And I got a lecture. Like, why are you feeling bad? Like, can you go and do anything for those people? Are you willing to stop your day to go and get their mail for them? Are you going to walk them around the neighborhood to say hi to the neighbors? What are you getting so emotional about? And I was like, God dang. Not that you can't feel bad for people, but don't overdo it. And I think that's where Black people are trained to do. We're trained to be overly what the gift that God gave us to be compassionate and to run the planet. Somebody has taken that and they have trained us to overdo it. And so we have to take that power back and be like, okay, I see somebody that's having a hard time in life. Pray for them and move the fuck on. What am I getting so emotional about? I can't do anything to help those people. I have my own shit over here to worry about. I have a house of my own that I have to take care of. Not that I can't have compassion and pray for them, but lady, really get over yourself. Somebody told me one time too on the internet, they're like, you get so emotional. You get so caught up. Stop getting so emotional over things. And then I was listening to Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And he's like, it's not about love or whatever. He's like, it's a business deal. What's going on with the global system of white supremacy, racism is business. They are trying to preserve their skin color. They don't give a shit about liking you or loving you or being kind to you. They want to preserve who they are at all costs. So whatever happens concerning you, it's nothing personal. Not meaning nothing personal like, ha ha, I like you, but I gotta do this. But it's nothing personal. I gotta preserve my skin color. So I just wanted to give you guys a little bit to chew on there. I hope you get something out of this. I just wanted to share that with you guys because it's like we can let our voices be heard, but we have to be logical. Have to be logical. We have to give scenarios and information where we're not full of emotion. Where we present situations to where we're not crying, we're not yelling, we're not screaming, but we are coherent and that we are very transparent and we're speaking with logic. What comes out of our mouth is logical. We need to make sure of that. And then people will start to hear us. to start to listen to us. This is what we need to do, man. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody. And thank you for supporting me.